This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a mega deal today in the superbugs space. Merck, the pharmaceutical conglomerate, is buying a maker of next-generation antibiotics called Cubist. Price tag is more than $8 billion. For years now, drug companies have been getting out of the antibiotics market. But the deal today is a change, and it is, yes, what you think it's all about, money. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
This deal upends conventional thinking about the antibiotics market. Yes, 23,000 Americans die each year from infections resistant to drugs. Yes, overprescribing worsens the problem. But big drug companies have been exiting this space. It's not lucrative, says Michael Kinch. He runs a business innovation center at Washington University in St. Louis.
Why would you work on a drug that costs $20 or $30 per dose when you can work on, for example, a cancer therapeutic, which may be tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars?
The Merck deal may make sense in a climate where big drug companies now focus less on blockbusters and more on targeted drugs. So says Jeff Wager, co-founder and CEO of startup Enbiotics, Inc. And he says if new antibiotics shorten hospital stays, insurance companies will be hot to pay for them.
The benefits of potentially curing someone of an infection sooner and get them out of the hospital that much quicker can result in some pretty dramatic savings to the payers.
There are also federal grants for antibiotic development. So Professor Kinch sees a risk here. What if Merck buys Cubist, makes some money, and then guts it?
What we've seen in a lot of past acquisitions where a large company buys a small is that they'll basically get rid of the R&D staff. And that would truly be a loss from the perspective that Cubist has demonstrated its capabilities.
Which would set back research on superbugs. The big question is whether this deal suggests a real business model for antibiotics, with payoffs for society and investors. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.